ஸ்ரீகன் சந்திராய நமஹ. மகாபிரபு மர்சி ஒன்ஸ் பிக், லார்ட் இஸ் மர்சி, நம்படி கேன் அண்டர்ஸ்டாண்ட் இம். சோ திஸ் கௌர தத்துவம் இஸ் வெரி வெரி டீப் அண்ட் கன்ஃபிடென்சியல் தத்துவம், நாட் அட் ஆல் ஈஸி திங் டு அண்டர்ஸ்டாண்ட். ஆர்டினரி பர்சன் பீப்புள் கேன் நாட் அண்டர்ஸ்டாண்ட் இட் அட் ஆல். சைதன்யா தாமஸ் இஸ் சேட் தட் this post graduate study, so how many post graduate students are here? If we think one by one examine, there will be nil, no post graduate students, but who are going to speak on Gaura? How will it be? The students are mostly primary or pre-primary class, maybe some very few, maybe secondary class. Huh? Who can understand Gaura Tattva? That's a question. So when I am going to speak on Gaura and Gaura Tattva, because of this observance of his holy appearance day, thereby I have to give him pleasure. So I am in confusion. I am very much confused, bewildered also, what to speak. Which way I go? Either speak something superfluously, external things, or go very deep into the matter. That is my confusion. What shall I do? I cannot think of. If I speak something, many things are cropping up, coming up, automatically. How can I avoid it? That's one question. If I avoid it, I think Gauru will never be pleased with me. In order to give him pleasure, I have to speak. But it is so deep and confidential, tattva, who can understand? Then another apprehension. Whom I am speaking. So, the same request today, all of you should pray for the mercy of Gaura. Without this mercy, I cannot speak. Without mercy, you cannot understand. So this is most important thing. I was saying that thing yesterday, when Mahaprabhu was traveling in South India and met Rayaramananda on the bank of Godavari. He asked many questions to Rayaramananda, and Rayaramananda gave befitting answers. Because Rayaramananda is eternal associate. That time Rayaramananda said, I don't know what I am speaking. Mor mukhe bhakta tumi, tumi ho shrota. You speak through my mouth and you hear. This is the same. Unless he speaks through me, how can I speak? I cannot. I am dumb. I am muko, I am dumb. Yes, how a dumb can speak? Huh? Unless Mahaprabhu speaks, unless Mahaprabhu uses me. Huh? Therefore, I am always begging mercy at the lotus feet of Mahaprabhu, please speak through me. And at the same time, I also offer prayer, lotus feet of Mahaprabhu, to Sava, his mercy on the audience. Then they may understand it. So, what I am going to speak today, it will be very, very deep philosophy and some terminology are there. It's all explained in Rupa Goswami's Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, Ujjvala Niramani. Unless you refer it, you cannot understand it. That question arises. So how can I avoid it? That is my confusion. That automatic arises. When you discuss Gaura Tattva and go to Chaitanya Charitamrita. So I'll try my best to explain things and speak in Mahaprabhu, Srimad Mahaprasad's mercy, and I don't know how far you'll be able to understand it. All right. It's up to Mahaprabhu, nothing to me. So I beg excuse. I may beg excuse. You may excuse me if I fail to explain. Yes. If you cannot understand it, let go wrong. Sorry, mercy on you. Otherwise, I cannot speak and you cannot understand. So yesterday we were discussing the cause of appearance of Gaurav. Why Krishna appeared as Gaurav? Those are causes, two types of causes, external cause and internal cause. So these three are internal cause. Radhaya pranaya mahima kindrasam. That I say. What is the glory of Radha's love? Surdhamdra Goswami has written that thing in his karcha. This is first desire, first greed. But if you explain this, you'll find this is the siddhanta that comes up here is a great pillar of light, great pillar of light. Yes. Surdhamdra Goswami is Lalita Sakhi in Brajaleela, who is very, very intimate antaranga, nitya siddha, parikara, associate. Where is her place? Where is her place? You know, Golok Vrindavan is like a lotus flower, you understand? So many petals are there, and in the middle there is Karnika. Then the whole Krishna and Radha are there. Rasaraja, Rasavati, isn't it? In the whole. So in the petal, see, one of the petals, this Lalita Sakhi is there. That is her place. Understand? Kusini is Radha Pranamaiman Kidrusam. What is the glory of the Radha's love? This is first desire. Krishna's first desire that was not fulfilled in Brajaleela remained unfulfilled. And with every desire, this word loha, greed, is a dead. Because of this greed. Then when we discuss or we'll explain the internal cause, then question of Radha comes up. Unless we understand Radha Tattva, how can we understand Gaurav Tattva? Can you? Not at all. So it comes up automatically. How can I avoid it? Therefore this is my confusion. So, Rasacharya, Surdhamdra Goswami, in his very sweet language, has given, the identity of Radha. What he has said? Radha Krishna Pranaya Vikruti Ladini Shakti. Radha Krishna Pranaya Vikruti Ladini Shakti. This language, yes, spoken about Radha. So here you'll find two types of identification of Radha. What is it? First is Krishna Pranaya Vikruti. Second is Ladini Shakti. To understand. I cannot understand. You understand? No? I cannot understand. Are you understand? No? That's my apprehension. I fear. I speak. How many can understand? That's my apprehension. And it's automatic and unavoidable. How can I avoid it? I cannot avoid. Speak. I cannot avoid. Then God will never be pleased with me. Then what is my life? God is displeased. So that was my apprehension. That is my apprehension and confusion. I'll speak and who can understand? How many are there postgraduate students? So I'll explain it. Try my best. I don't know whether I will be able to explain and you will be able to understand. Kaviraj Goswami has mentioned that in Chaitanya Charitamrita. Radhika hoino krishniro prano yogi karo.
Radhika hoino krishniro.
Shakti Ladini Namu Jaro.
Swarup Shakti Ladini Namu Jaro.
Fine translation.
Srimati Radhika is the transformation of Krishna's love.
Yes. It's transformation of Krishna's love, pranayavikara. Yes, then
she is his internal energy called Ladini.
She is internal energy called Ladini. Understand? Something. Very little, not fully. Very little. Something else is also there. Question comes, why? Sarvadamdara Goswami says, pranayavikara, transformation of Krishna's pranaya. What is that? What it says?
Pranaya of love, viviti, the transformation.
That's all right. Pranaya means love. Prabhupada, give this English word. No proper English word is there. Why? Is not said prema vikara, why said pranaya vikara? That question crops up. This question is also cropping up. Why Surdhamdat Goswami says pranaya vikara? Why he doesn't say prema vikara? Isn't my understand my point? Then question of what is prema, then what is pranaya? But only one word in English, love. So prema is also love, if pranaya is love, so there is no difference. This is also there. So therefore this is my confusion. Shall I avoid it, not go deep into the matter? Just externally go on, go on, go on. That's my apprehension and confusion. Understand my point? So I am also fearing of the displeasure of Gaura, if I avoid it. You follow? So that is a big question. Why it is said not prema vikara, why pranaya vikara? Then something will come up and adds a very deep, many, many things are there. It's not easy thing. I am not explaining now in this part. Another topic will come up. Then what will come up? Then come up these different divisions of Rati. Rati. What is Rati? then it will come up. Krishna rati vina jivanatam icchahe. If you cannot develop Krishna rati, your life is useless. Krishna is the object of love. The rise of love, first rise of love is called rati. Krishna is the object, is the subject matter of all rasas. Krishna is the object of love. Not easy thing that one can get Krishna prema. Not easy thing at all. Even for crores of lives, doing sadhana for crores of lives, many munis, sages, rishis, yogis, siddhas have not gotten Krishna prema. Not easy thing. Because Krishna prema is only available in Golok Vrindavan. You understand? Yes, transcendental. And it is inconceivable tattva, achintya tattva. Mahaprabhu gives that prema. It's achintya tattva, inconceivable tattva. The first rise of that prema is called rati. Understand? This is some technical things. Comes up, technical things comes up. I cannot avoid it. Because while we discuss Chaitanya Siddhanta, all these things are there. Isn't it? Chaitanya Siddhanta. So first rise of prema is called rati. Then we, if we discuss this thing, it comes up sthai bhava. One sthai bhava. Sthai bhava in English says permanent basis of a static mellow. In English language, sthai bhava. It is abounding in eternal conscious bliss. It becomes the topmost relishable euphoria when it mixes into a beautiful combination along with the four elements. You understand? That when rati rises, that bhav comes, the bhav, the mood that suppresses other bhavas, that is thai bhava, that is permanent basis of ecstatic mellow. And here are, in this rati, there are four things. Four things. What? Vibhava, anubhava, sattika, vebhichari or sanchari. These are all technical things. Vibhava means he cannot enter into the ear, therefore he is sleeping. It's all technical things. Supporting characters and specific stimulants, that is vibhava. Anubhava means there are 13 resultant ecstatic symptoms. 13 are called anubhava. Then sattvika, there are 8 disruptive ecstatic symptoms. Sattvika. Then sanchari, there are 33 transitory assisting emotions. Sanchari or vidhichari bhava. All discussed in Jara Niramani. Understand? All discussed in Ujjala Vidana. All right? Just I am just as a reference, I tell you this thing. So, then vibhava has two divisions. Alambana, jivana. Follow me? Alambana, jivana. Alambana means the persons who are foundations of love and between whom love flows reciprocally. That is alambana. Uddipana means the factors which stimulate the awakening of love. That is uddipana. Understand? Then, as for example, then alambana has two divisions. What is that? Vishalambana, asralambana. Vishalambana is Krishna, asralambana is bhakta, devotee. Understand? So, I say, alambana means, uddipana means, the factors stimulate the awakening of love. What example? That is uddipana, that makes the bhakta remember Krishna, think of Krishna. Example, flute, nupur, pick up pizza, yes, etc. If you see pick up pizza, immediately, automatically, Krishna will come up. Because only Krishna puts on, because there is nobody else, Krishna in Brajabhumi. Yes. You see, flute, immediately Krishna will come up. Because Krishna has flute in Brajabhumi. Yes. You see, nupur, tickle, Krishna will come up. This alambana, uddipana. You understand? When the Rati acts, you understand? Then some of the symptoms manifest in the body. This is known as anubhava. This is known as anubhava. Understand? In English, you say, yes, anubhava, I say, 13 resultant steady symptom, that is anubhava. There are 13. As for example, one may dance, one may roll on the ground, one may Jrumbhana, these are the symptoms, so many symptoms, there are 13 like that. Then sattvika bhava, 8, astasattvika bhava, asro, shedding tears, kampa, shivering, sweda, perspiration, puloka, raising of the hairs on the body, swarabhanga, faltering voice, vaivarna, fading the color, stambha, remain like a statue, murcha, hand. Astasattvika, 8 types. So many things are there. So this will come up. So I was saying that thing. Speaking about Surup Shakti, Radhika Hoyan Krishna Pranay Vikar, Surup Shakti Lhadini Namadhar. So here I avoided that question, why it is said Pranay Vikar, why not said Prema Vikar? I avoid it. That's a long topic. I am not going to that end. It's concerned. It's all coming up. It's all interwoven. Yes. Such deep. Study is Chaitanya Charitamrita. Therefore it is postgraduate study, not easy thing, Baba. Our primary and pre-primary class student can understand it. Cannot touch it at all. Then, speaking about Swarup Shakti, this is the general identification of Radha. And speaking about the Pranaya Vikruti, This is the special identity of Radha. General and special. Understand? Sri Dandas Goswami says, then what is Swarup Shakti? So, it is a Swarup Sasav Shakti Steti. That is Swarup Shakti. Artha, what is Swarup? That is Shakti. Understand? That is Swarup Shakti. And in other words, which is not different from Swarup, that is Swarup Shakti. Understand? As for example, there is no difference between Shakti and Shaktiman. Shakti, Shaktiman, Abhinna. Energy and energetic, non-different. What? Example, the fire and burning potency, non-different. Murugamada and Gandha. Murugamada, very scented stuff, is available from the navel of Kasturi Murga, musk, and the scent is non-different, you can separate it. Similarly, Radha and Krishna, one, non-different, Shakti Shaktina. You cannot separate Radha from Krishna and Krishna from Radha. Krishna is complete Shaktiman, Radha is complete Shakti. There is no difference. The second meaning is that Swarup Shakti, the second meaning of Swarup Shakti is that Swarupur Abhibhuta Shakti, the Shakti that generates from Swarup, that is Swarup Shakti. Understand? And it is generated from Swarup and it is situated separately. From Shakti Ma, Dehabhi Dunga Tantum. So, two bodies are there. Krishna, Shaktiman, Radha, Shakti, Purna Shakti, two bodies are there, and they have appeared in Vrajabhumi in two bodies, Radha and Krishna, Shakti and Shaktiman. Though they are non-different, still two different bodies. The question comes, Shakti, which is not different from Swarup or which is generated from Swarup, how it is that it appeared in a deep, how it is that it is situated differently? Do you understand? This is the question. What is its solution? In Bhagavad Sandhava, Jiva Goswami has given the answer. Understand? What is that? Tatra kāsaṁ kevala sakti mātra tena murtānaṁ bhagavad vigrahāt aikyātmena sthiti adhiṣṭhātri rūpattena murtānaṁ tu tadā varanatayeti dhīrupattvamīti. Bhagavad Sandhava, Jiva Goswami says like that. You understand? All this Goswami scriptures come up. That means, Shakti is sometimes unmanifested, sometimes manifested. Understand? Amurta, murta. In Sanskrit, it's unmanifested and manifested. When it is unmanifested, it is one with the Shaktima. Understand? When it is manifested, then it is Radharani, separately situated. So from time immemorial, Radha is there with Krishna. When you see Krishna, single Krishna, you must understand Radha is there, is unmanifested. From time immemorial. And when it's manifested, then it is Radha and Krishna, two bodies. All right? I try my best, I don't know whether you understand. Then comes the Swarup Sakti, Tri Rupa Atmika, that is Sandhini Sambit Ladini. Sandhini Sambit Ladini. So I'm not going to explain it. I'm not going to so detail. Sambit Sandhini Sambit Ladini. The Ladini, because Radha is Ladini Sati. Krishna Pranayabhikrati and Ladini Sati. Radhika, when Krishna Pranayabhikar, Swarup Sati Ladini Namudara. Is Swarup Sati, but Ladini. Do you understand? Laser potency. Not Sambit, not Sandhini. Is Ladini. So, Ladini, pleasure potency, gives pleasure to Krishna. Two bodies are there, Radha and Krishna, Shakti Mahana Shakti. And Radhani makes Krishna taste his lila rasa. You understand? Krishna ke karaya syama rasa madhupam, nirantara purna kare Krishna sarva kama. Radhani always fulfills all the desires of Krishna. Krishna vancha apurti rupa kare aradhani, otev radhika nama purane, purane bakhari. Anaya radhito iti radha, in Bhagavatam, Sukadeva Goswami has said like that, who offers worship is not uncommon worship, anaya radhika. Do you understand? Therefore, the name is radhika. Govinda Anandini Radha, Govinda Mahini, Govinda Sabva Sabva Kanta Asramani. Who gives Ananda to Govinda, Radha, Govinda Mohini, who enchants Govinda, Radha, Govinda Sarvasva, Govinda is everything, Govinda is the sole property of Radha. You understand? Not anybody's property. Only Radha's property is Govinda Krishna. Sarva Kanta Asramani, Radharani is the crest jewel of all Kantas, all sorts of wives of Krishna. You understand? This is about Radha. Mahabhava Chintamani Swarupa, Sri Radha, Krishna Kanta Asramani. Mahabhava Chintamani Swarupa, the Madanakshya Mahabhava Mayi, Tahar Parcha Devalagi, Pranay Vikruti Sabdati Vyavartaich. Bhavara Charama Prakashtase Swarupari Murtimati, Pranayar Artha Prema, Vikruti Artha Charam Parinati Va Paripaka, Ghruta Jepari Dugdhara Charam Parinati, Sripari Premara Parinati Hoche Mahabhava, Prema Vruddhikrame Nama Hoye Sneha Mana Pranaya, Raga Anuraga Bhava Mahabhava Hoye, Ladini Rasaransa Prema, Premara Charam Paripaka Mahabhava, Sri Mahabhava Sambhogare Madana Viplangare Muhana Khyare Prakhyata, Radhankara Murti, Mahabhavara Gara Ghanibhuta Avastha, Chaitanya Charitamritare Kaviraj Goswami writes, Ladini Rasaro Prema, Prema Saro Bhavo,
Ladini Rasaro Prema, Prema Saro Bhavo,
Bhavir Pora Kasta Namo, Ode Namo Mahabhava. Shiromani Sarva Guna Bhavyusna Kanta Shiromani Krishna Prema Vibhavito Larchita Vindriyoka Krishna Prema Vibhavito Krishna Nija Sati Radha Krida Rasa Hari Krishna Nija Sati Radha Krida Rasa Krishna Ke Allah Deta Te Namo Allah Dini Asade aponi Sei sati marjubo Asade aponi Sukho rupa krishna kore Sukho aswadana Sukhodite Ladini Karanu Bhaktavane Sukhodite Ladini Karanu Prakutananda Chinmaya Rupa Rasara Arthat Unnato Ujjala Prema Rasara Chintamani Surva Arthat Sarva Sreshthatama Rasaratna Surva Hi Mahabhava ता लादिनि सार प्रेम र चरम परिणति यही प्रणय विकृति र तात्पर्य अवतारी कृष्ण जेपरि पुरुषादि अवतार गणकर एकमात्र अंशी कृष्ण कांता श्रमणी राधा समस्त कांता गणकर अंशिनी तांकर अंशर लक्ष्मी गण महिषी गण भजांगना गण विष्णु दैजंसी लक्ष्मी गण राधांकर वैभव विलासांस रूपा महिषी गण तांकर प्रभाव प्रकाश रूपा ब्रजदेवी गण निजर काय भी हो रूपा से आकार और स्वरूप भेद रसर कारण बहुकांता बिना रसोल्लास हुए ना तेणु से लीलार सहाय स्वरूपा लीलार सहाय लगी बहुत प्रकाश चैतन्य चत्ता मुक्त से तार मध्य बोधे माना भावो रसो भेदे
To give his identification, therefore, Swarup Damodar Goswami says like that, Pranay Vikruti. Pranaya means prema, love. Vikruti means transformation. As for example, the ghee is ultimate transformation of milk. Understand my language? This example. Similarly, the ultimate transformation of prema is Mahabhava. All right? When the prema rises gradually, the different names are there. Sneha, mana, pranaya. Then raga, anuraga, bhava, mahabhava. Different rise. Ladini sara prema, prema sara mahabhava. The essence of Ladini is prema, and the ultimate transformation of prema is mahabhava. That mahabhava in sambhoga, in union, is called madana, in vipralambha is called mohana. Radha, Rani, Radhani is the embodiment of madanakhya mahabhava. You understand? Yes. Thus, verses there, Ladini Sara Prema, Prema Sara Bhava, Bhavira Parakastha Nama Mahabhava.
The essence of the Ladini potency is love of God. The essence of love of God is emotion, Bhav.
Hmm.
And the ultimate development of emotion is Mahabhav.
Mahabhava Surupa Radha Thakurani, Sarva Guna Khani, Krishna Kanta Asravani.
Sri Radha Thakurani is the embodiment of Mahabhava.
Mahabhava, yes.
She is a repository of all good qualities and the crest jewel among all the lovely consorts of Lord Krishna.
Lord Krishna. Yes. Krishna prema bhavitatar chitindriya kaha Krishna nija sakti radha kridar swahai. Do not pump? Krishna prema bhavitatar chitindriya kaha Krishna nija sakti radha kridar swahai. Yes.
Her mind, senses and body are steeped in love for Krishna.
Mm.
She is Krishna's own energy and she helps him in his pastimes.
Yes. Krishna ke allade paate nama allhadini sei shakti dvare sukha aswade apani. He gives pleasure to Krishna. That from name is allhadini. Sei shakti dvare sukha aswade. So that potency releases the happiness. Pleasure. Sukha rupa krishna kare sukha svadana bhakta gane sukha dite ladini karana. You find those verses? Sukha rupa krishna kare sukha svadana. Krishna releases the pleasure. You understand? And Radhani helps him in releasement. And Krishna himself is the embodiment of pleasure. And himself releases. Bhakta gane sukha dite ladini. And that Ladini gives pleasure, happiness to bhaktas, devotees. This is all concerned in Chaitanya-charitamrita. Then, lirāyar svayār lagi bahuta prakāsa tār madhyam rajanānā bhāvarasa bheda krishna kurāya rāsādhika lirā svāde krishna mancha purti rupakare arādhane ateva radhika nāma purāne vākāne. Have you gotten this? Radhani helps Krishna to release his lila rasa, mail of different lilas. Just as brother lila. Brother lila. Yes, brother lila. Brother lila. Rasadika lila is ras lila also. And always fulfills the pleasure, desire of Krishna. Therefore, in offering worship, loving worship, she fulfills the all desires of Krishna, therefore the name is Radha in Bhagavata Mahapurana. Speaks like that. Krishna nama guna dasa avatansa kane Krishna nama guna dasa pravaha vachane Krishna ke karaya syama rasa madhupan nirantara purna kare Krishnera sarva kama Krishnera visuddha prema ratnera akar anupama guna vana purna kalevara. Radhai Krishnankar Prem Vikritira Murta Vigraha Arthat Krishnankar Bancha Purti Mai Sri Radha Mahabhava Chintamani Surupa Tankar Manasika Bhava Kaika Unga Pratyanga Besa Bhusadi Samastahi Krishna Premara Guti Guti Bhusana Vasobha Swaru Krishna Namo Guna Jasa Avatansa Kane Krishna
ପରିପୂର୍ଣ୍ଣ ଏକମାତ୍ର ସଦାଧିକା କୃଷ୍ଣଙ୍କର ପ୍ରଣୟର ଜନ୍ମଭୂମି ଅନୁପମ ଗୁଣକାନ୍ତା କୃଷ୍ଣ ମାଧ୍ୟାପୂର୍ତ୍ତି ସମର୍ଥା ଅଦୈବ କୃଷ୍ଣକାନ୍ତା ଶ୍ରମଣୀ ତାଙ୍କଠାରେ କୃଷ୍ଣ ବସକାରୀ ବିବିଧ ଗୁଣ ବର୍ତ୍ତମାନ ୟୁ ଫାଉଣ୍ଡ ଦି ଟ୍ରାନ୍ସଫର୍ମେସନ୍ ଅଫ୍ କୃଷ୍ଣ ପ୍ରଣୟ ଇଜ୍ ରାଧା ପ୍ରଣୟ ବିକୃତି ସି ଫୁଲଫିଲ୍ସ ଅଲ୍ ଦି ଡିଜାୟର୍ସ ଅଫ୍ କୃଷ୍ଣ She is Mahabhava Chintamani Surupa. Her mental attitudes, all bodies, limbs from limbs, all her garments, these are ornaments of Krishna Prema. You understand? କୃଷ୍ଣ ନାମ ଗୁଣ ଯଶ ବପଂସ କାନେ କୃଷ୍ଣ ନାମ ଗୁଣ ଯଶ ପ୍ରଭାବ ଚରି ସୋ ୟୁ ଫାଇଣ୍ଡ ଆଉଟ୍ ସୋ ଇନର ଇୟର୍ସ ଦ ନେମ୍ ଅଫ୍ କୃଷ୍ଣ କ୍ୱାଲିଟିଜ୍ ଫେମ୍ ଅଫ୍ କୃଷ୍ଣ ଆର୍ ଅଲୱେଜ୍ ଭାଇବ୍ରେଟିଂ ଥ୍ରୁ ହର୍ ସ୍ପିଚ୍ ଅଲୱେଜ୍ ସିଙ୍ଗ୍ସ ଦି ନେମ୍ ଅଫ୍ କୃଷ୍ଣ and glorifies Krishna's qualities and fame. Krishna karaya syama rasa madhupan, she makes Krishna relish lila rasa, smell of lila, always fulfills Krishna's desires. କୃଷ୍ଣର ବିଶୁଦ୍ଧ ପ୍ରେମ ରତ୍ନର ଆକର ସି ଇଜ୍ ଦି ଟ୍ରେଜର ହାଉସ୍ ଅଫ୍ ପ୍ୟୋର କୃଷ୍ଣ ପ୍ରେମ ଅନୁପମ ଗୁଣଗଣ ହର କ୍ୱାଲିଟିଜ୍ ଆର୍ ଅନ୍କମ୍ପାରେବଲ୍ ଦେର ଇଜ୍ ନୋ କମ୍ପାରିଜନ୍ ଟୁ ଇଟ୍ ସି ଇଜ୍ ଦି ଏମ୍ବଡିମେଣ୍ଟ ଅଫ୍ ଓସେନ୍ ଅଫ୍ କୃଷ୍ଣ ପ୍ରେମ ଅଣ୍ଡରଷ୍ଟାଣ୍ଡ She is incomparable, she is completely full, all transcendental qualities. Only Srimati Radhika is the birthplace of Krishna Pranaya, the crystal jewel of all the consorts of Krishna, Sarvakanta Sravani. She is endowed with all qualities that will make Krishna completely submitted. All right. And then my question was there, why it is said Pranaya Vikriti, why is it not said Prema Vikriti? I am not. Shall I speak on it? That's it. This question is raised, why it is said Pranaya Vikriti? Why is it not Krishna Prema Vikriti? Understand? You understand anything? Nothing. You cannot understand.
Why do not say prema bhikruti? Why say Krishna prema bhikruti? Huh? Understand? So there is some purpose. In Ujjala Nilamani, it is discussed, there is a chapter in Ujjala Nilamani, is Prithi Prakarana. There it has been discussed. So, the rise of prema rises and becomes condensed, goes off. So that process, pranaya, comes in fifth place. You understand? First is rati, then prema, then sneha, then mana, then comes pranaya. Understand? This fifth place. All right? So, Rasacharya Rupapada, giving this sangya, the definition of pranaya, says, mana dadhana visrambham pranaya pruchyate buddhi, is Ujjala Nilamani. That means, when mana takes the form of visrambha, the pandits say it is pranaya. Then comes mana and visrambha. Understand my language? Ujjala Nilamani, Rupapada says, mana dadhana visrambham pranaya pruchyate buddhi. That means Buddha, the pandits say, when mana becomes visrambha, then it is known as pranaya. Then what is visrambha? And what is mana? I have already said in English. Have you remembered it? Mana means putting counter love due to confidential familiarity. Mana. Pranaya means English mutually intimate love devoid of shyness or hesitation. In English they put it. Anyhow. It's technical language. So their question comes, what is visrambha? You follow? When mana becomes visrambha, then it's called pranaya. So what is visrambha? In Lochana Rochanitika, Jiva Goswami has mentioned, visrambha priyajanena sahatasya abhedamananam. That means, when there is no difference between kanta and kanta, that stage is visrambha. Understand? Kanta and kanta, lover and beloved, no difference. Kamsa, abhedamanana, non-different. That is called visrambha. Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur, in Ananda Chandrika Tika, also mentions, so prana, mano, deha, buddhi, parichadadivi, kanta, prana, mano, buddhya, deh, aikya bhavana janyam abhedamananam. Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur says, that means, lover and beloved, kanta, kanta, what do you say in English?
Husband and wife.
Lover, beloved. Who is lover, who is beloved? Husband is lover, wife is beloved, or what? I don't know, you say. Husband is lover, wife is beloved. No.
Husband is beloved,
he says different. That's all right. Your difference is there. The wife, when thinks,
All right, I'll use this term, husband and wife. Lover, beloved, you are the one wife thinks that her life is one with the life of husband. Her mind is one with that of husband. Her intelligence is one with that of husband. Her body is one with that of husband. Her garments, dress are one with that of husband. That is Avedamanana, this is Vishramana. All right? Then, it mentioned in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Raya Ramananda says, when discussion with Raya Ramananda, Mahaprabhu's question answer, discussion there Raya Ramananda said, Nasa Ramana Nahama Ramani Duhu Mana Mana Bhava Pesala Jani. You found? Huh? Yes, what is that?
Five verses together.
Yes, five verses, you read?
So
yes, read
the last, before we met, there was an initial attachment between us brought about by an exchange of glances. In this way, attachment evolved. That attachment has gradually begun to grow, and there is no limit to it. Now that attachment has become a natural sequence between ourselves. It is not that it is due to Krishna, the enjoyer, nor is it due to me, for I am the enjoyed. It is not like that. This attachment was made possible by mutual meeting. This mutual exchange of attraction is known as Manubhav, or Cupid. Krishna's mind and my mind have merged together.
One, this is Vishramba explaining. Understand? Yes.
Now, during this time of separation, it is very difficult to explain these loving affairs. My dear friend, Krishna might have forgotten all these things. However, you can understand and bring this message to him. But during our first meeting, there was no messenger between us, nor did I request anyone to see him. Indeed, Cupid's five arrows were our via media. Now, during this separation, that attraction has increased to another ecstatic state. My dear friend, please act as a messenger on my behalf. Because if one is in love with a beautiful person, this is the consequence.
Yes. Nasa ramana nahama ramani duhu mana mana bhava pesala jani. He is not enjoyed. I am not enjoyed. Enjoyed. What do you say? Ramana ramani?
Ramana is enjoyer. And Ramani is enjoyed.
Yes, that's correct. He is not enjoyer, I am not enjoyed. Do you understand? This is one. Mano bhava, duhu mana, peshala jani. What is that?
Peshala jani. Peshala is pressed together.
Pressed together, yes. Pressed together. Both mind is pressed together. Mano means mind. Krishna's mind, Radha's mind, pressed together. This is one. This is Madanakya Mahabhava. Is pressed together. Alright? This is, so in here, this pranaya vikruti is here. Shakti Shaktiman, energy, energetic, non-different. Therefore, to express this thing, pranaya vikruti is used. Enjoyer and enjoyed, two, when they are pressed together, becomes one. Therefore, say, Radha Krishna icha sada ekai swarupa lila rasa swade dhare dui rupa. Radha and Krishna, always one, in order to realize the male of lila, two forms, two bodies, Radha and Krishna. Ramana Ramani, enjoyer and enjoyed,
Enjoyer is Shyama, one person. Enjoyed is the Mahabhavamayi, Vrishabhanandini Radha, another person. These two, Ramana Ramani, enjoyer enjoyed, but they are pressed together. These two are two persons, this is truth, no difference, and that is non-difference between them. Sakti Sakti Mana Bhinna, energy and energetic non-different. So Sakti and Saktiman, energy and energetic, therefore difference is there. But energy is not energetic. At the same time, no difference, and same time difference is there. So this speaks about Achintya Bheda Bheda Tattva. Inconceivably one and different. Understand? Is Achintya Bheda Bheda. Radha and Krishna, two bodies. Krishna is Srungara Rasa Radha. Radha is embodiment of Madanakya Mahabhava. So there is difference, there are two bodies. And another difference is relating to Alambana. I have already said Alambana. So when question of rasa swadana, testing the mellow, comes, then there are two types of alambana, asrayalambana, visayalambana. One who does what we say in English, je priti karanti, one who loves, is asrayalambana. Is asrayalambana, rasar asroy. To whom she loves, that is visayalambana. Do you understand? Rasar visay. Therefore, bhakta, devotee, is prithir asroy, the abode of love. That is sakti tattva. Understand? Bhagavan, Supreme Lord Krishna, Saktiman Tattva, energetic. So, gopis headed by Radharani, they are Asraya Tattva, Ritir Asraya, the abode of love. Krishna is precisely Visaya, the object of love. All right? So, between Saktiman and Sakti, energetic and energy, that this relationship is there. Madanakya, in Madanakya Mahabhava, Ramani, embodiment Madanakya Mahabhava is Ramani, is enjoyed, that is Radharani, is asroya. Ramana Prana Kanta, enjoyer, Rasaraja Purna Brahma Krishna is Visaya. Krishna is Purna Saktiman, Radha is Purna Sakti. All right? In Tattva, there is, in Sakti Saktiman, in respect of Sakti Saktiman, there is difference. In respect of Bhav, there is non-difference. All right? Difference, at the same time, non-difference. So in respect of body or alambana, there is difference. But in respect of Bhava, there is no difference. Therefore, completely different and completely non-different is not true. Therefore, Achintya Veda Veda. This is the sublime philosophy. Then comes, Krishna has developed the desire how to know and what is Radha's pranaya, what is his own beauty, Radharani and joy, how he can know, releases, and third, what happiness Radharani gets, releasing Krishna's beauty. Three things, desire, to fulfill that three. Then Krishna appeared as Gaura. So question now, explanation is given. As long as there is difference between enjoyer and enjoyed, Ramana Ramani, the essence or cream of the mellow cannot be completely realized. Understand my language? As long as there is difference between Ramana and Ramani, enjoyer and enjoyed, the essence or cream of the mellow cannot be completely realized. So, therefore in Gopal Champu, Jiva Pad, Jiva Goswami had mentioned Radha and Shyam, both are sitting on the throne, one seat. Madhukanta speaks, Imam Gauri Samam Manasi Vipari Dovahi Rabhi Gopal Champu. That means, who is Gauri? Gauri means Radha. You understand? Who is Gauri? Gauri externally. In her heart, Shyam is there. Understand? Who is Shyam externally? In his heart, Gauri or Radha is there. How can you understand this thing? So pundits say, you can understand seeing their garments. Sphura-tattata-vastra-viti-budhadani-nischita-vidham. Seeing their garments you can understand. The garment, the dhoti, Shyam Sundar has put on, it is yellow dhoti, isn't it? So it indicates that in his heart Gaurangi Radha is there. And the sari of Radha is yellow. And it's a gray, Shyam, blue sari. Do you understand? Sari of Radha is blue. So this indicates that in her heart Neelamani is there. Krishna is there. Krishna mai Krishna dar bhitore bahare. It's full of Krishna. Krishna is outside, Krishna is inside. Understand? Krishna is outside as well as inside Radha. The color of unnata ujjala srungara rasa is Shyam. And the color of Madanakya Mahabhava is Tapta Kanchana, is molten gold, Gaura. The Rasaraja Krishna, he is Navadhana Shyama and Madanakya Mahabhava Mai Radha, Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi. In Ujjala Neelamani, Rasacharya Rupapada has mentioned, Radhaya Bhavatascha Chitta Tatuni Sudhi
Svedirvilapyakramad junjan nadrini kunja kunjara padada nidhuta bheda bhramam citraya svayam manoranjaya diha brahmanda harmyodare bhuyo bhi navaraga hingulavari srungarukaru kruti. You have that verse? A lively translation.
Oh my Lord, you live in the forest of Govardhan Hill, and like the king of elephants, you are expert in the art of conjugal love. O Master of the Universe, your heart and Srimati Radharani's heart are just like shellac.
Shellac, wax.
And are now melted.
Now melted, huh?
In your spiritual perspiration.
Spiritual perspiration. Light. Yes.
Therefore, one can no longer distinguish between you and Srimati Radharani.
Yes. Melted. Yes.
Now, you have mixed your newly invoked affection. You have mixed.
Mixed.
Your newly invoked affection, which is like vermilion.
Vermilion. Yes.
Mix this with your melt, with your melted hearts. And for the benefit of the whole universe, you have painted both your hearts red within this great palace of the universe.
Great palace of the universe. Brahmanda Harmyodare. Great palace. You understand something? You cannot understand. Rasarada Krishna, you understand? Sungara Rasa Rudi is embodiment of Sungara Rasa, the king of Rasa, Rasarada. Sungara Rasarada is Krishna. He is an expert, what do you say? Sculpture. Mahabhava Mayi Radharani, you understand? So she, I would say, he, Krishna, melts the heart of Radharani, makes it melted. The heart of Radharani, this is like lacquer or wax. How? I said, perspiration, what do you say?
Your heart and Srimati Radharani's heart are just like shellac.
They
are now melted in your spiritual perspiration.
Spiritual perspiration? Putting Radharani in the heat of acute pang of separation, the heat is generated, then the lac melted. A lot? You put lac in fire, then melts, then it melted. Heart of Radharani melted. Therefore, when heart is melted, then these two hearts press together, so there is no difference now. All right? So, the palace, Brahmanda Harmyodare, Prabhupada given.
Now you have mixed your newly invoked affection, which is like vermilion, with your melted hearts. And for the benefit of the whole world, you have painted both your hearts red.
Both your hearts red, yes.
Within this great palace of the universe.
Within the great palace of the universe. This is English language. So, this is how two hearts become one, melted, mixed together, in order to release the essence of the mellow, the cream of the mellow, to the full satisfaction completely. Then two became one. Understand? Unless two became one, the releasement of the rasa cannot be completely realized, the full satisfaction. As long as there is difference between these two,
enjoy and enjoy it, there will be no complete relishment, the essence of Mela. Therefore they became one, Radha and Krishna appeared as Gaurava. Combined together, mixed together. Complete relishment. Relishment to the full satisfaction of the mellow. In Gaurava-lila, not in Braja-lila. Understand? The purpose is that Śrīṅgāra-rasa-rāja develops that desire, that greed. How to understand these things? Three things, all related to Radha. So he is very eager now, how to, what say, make it one. You understand? And drive away the difference. He is very eager. As long as it's not done, the relishment will never be complete. So he is very eager. So he has that great eagerness in his heart. He has become very greedy. How to fulfill his three types of desires? So in order, he tried his best to fulfill his three types of desires in Braja-bhumi, but he failed. He felt. Because in Braja-bhumi there are two bodies, Radha and Krishna. So it cannot take place there. Three desires cannot be fulfilled there. So he tried his best, but he felt. Because as long as there is difference between these two, enjoyer and enjoyer, this relishment will not be complete at all. The relishment of the cream of the marrow, not be complete at all. Therefore, the two are pressed together, the heart of the two, pressed together, mixed together, came out one, that is Gaurava. That is Gaurava. So it is, the relishment of that marrow is complete, the full satisfaction in Gaurava-lila, that is in Navadvip Prakash, not in Braja-lila. Understand? Thank you very much.
In this verse you're reading, it says a spiritual perspiration. That's referring to, sometimes you've said Vipralamba Agni.
Yes.
Is that what that's referring to, Guru Maharaj?
Vipralamba is the acute perspiration, that's a fire. Acute. Heat. Heat is generated, then the chitta jatuni in the heart, it lacks, melted.
So this is the sweating.
Yes. And then pressed together.
The color red, when it says they paint their hearts are red, that's pranaya?
Yeah, that is the color of is Aruna Varna, you see.
The color of the rising sun.
This color of the rising sun, yes.
That's why Guru's mood is Vipralamba mood.
Then, then that question comes how Krishna became indebted. That is in Rasa Lila. That he has expressed in Braja-bhumi, Rasa-lila pastime, 10th canto, I have not spoken about it. Now he has to pay back the debt, and the wealth required to pay back debt, it is not with Krishna, it is with Radharani, that is Madanaka Mahabhava, dhana, that is dhana, not with Krishna, it is with Radharani. So how can he pay back the debt? Therefore he must steal that, steal it. Beg, Radharani will never give. He must steal. Where is that treasure? It is stored in the core of the heart of Radharani. So he must, he enters into the core of Radharani and stole it. Madhanakya Mahabhavadana, then paying back. You understand? So now I explain how Krishna entered in the heart, how the two hearts pressed together, melted and pressed together and became one.
So you said about Swarup, Swarup Shakti. Then the other day you said, what difference between Swarup Shakti and Nityananda is avatar. Nityananda Prabhu, Balaram.
Balaram?
You said is Krishna is avatar. Balaram is avatar. And then Radharani is Swarup Shakti. But in the verse of Panchatattva, he said Krishna is Swarupa? Swarup, Bhakta Swarup. And Nityananda.
Why are you going to that end? That's different thing, Baba. Huh? That different thing.
Because the word Swarup.
Swarup. Bhakta Swarup in the form of Bhakta. Bhakta Rupa. Swarupa. Bhakta Rupa Swarupakam. Bhakta Rupa Gaura. Bhakta Swarupa Nityananda. There is no question of Shakti there. No question of Shakti. Only Swarup word that confuses you. The word Swarup, but it's a different. It's a different topic.
Where Swarup and
Yes. Lord Chaitanya, he prefers to see the form of Krishna.
Yes.
So Lord Chaitanya's devotees, which form do they prefer to see?
Krishna?
Shamasundara.
Yes. Because Radha Bhava is incomplete. Because he's paying back the debt now. He has stolen that treasure, dhana, mahabhava, lying in the heart of, core of the heart of Radharani. You understand? Now he's paying back.
But Lord Chaitanya's devotees, don't they relish knowing that Krishna is in this mood? Lord Chaitanya's devotees, they know that Krishna is in this mood.
Yes.
So don't they? Do they like to see that form of Lord Chaitanya?
They like to see the form of Krishna. Yes. Chaitanya is crying for Krishna. He's teaching us. You have to cry for Krishna. He's teacher. So, practical teacher. Understand? What is teaching, you have to accept. Gauranga balite hai pulaka sarira. If you utter the name of Gauranga, your whole body will be ecstatic. The hairs on the body will be raised. Why? Hari hari balite nayanu bahenira. He is Hari. But uttering the name of Hari, he sets to you. Understand?
Not for me. When you were giving class on the Adilila, chapter 4, explaining Radha Krishna Tattva, I remember it was 8-9, you said Radharani's heart is like a mirror, and within the mirror, Krishna's beauty is reflected.
Yes.
But now when Lord Krishna, in the form of Gauranga, the two hearts, melted together.
Yes.
That means Krishna could see himself.
Huh?
Krishna at that time, he had the opportunity to see his own beauty.
To realize his own beauty. He did it. Because as long as there is separation, you understand, difference, the essence cannot be realized. Therefore, oneness comes.
So by relishing that, Krishna also could see his own beauty.
It all related to Radha. You understand? It's all related to Radha. Therefore he assumed Radha Bhava. Otherwise three desires cannot be fulfilled. Three types of greed will not be fulfilled. Therefore he assumed Radha Bhava. Then he understands. Then he releases his own beauty. Then Radha Bhava is predominating. Therefore he releases his own beauty. Because Radharani releases the complete release. This is such subtle philosophy, very deep. Confidence are not easy thing. That you will understand it. And it's difficult is there to express all these things in English language. No proper words are there. So I face difficulty.
How is it that Radharani, she wouldn't give this prema to Krishna?
Huh?
How is it that Krishna had to steal
yeah.
from Radharani's heart and,
yes,
and
because
then he would distribute it after as Radharani's
because
good.
In question of paying back debt is there, the wealth is required. If no wealth, how can pay back the debt? Huh? The wealth that is required to pay back the debt, it is not with Krishna, it is with Radharani.
Yeah.
That is Madanakya Mahabhava. That wealth. And Radharani is this soul proprietor.